From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government fighters raised the Iraqi flag over the main government building in the center of Ramadi Monday. Iraqi officials say the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance by Islamic State forces. They plan to clear Ramadi and its surroundings of the countless mines and booby traps left there. The number of dead and wounded on both sides was unclear, and most remaining civilians had taken cover inside a hospital. Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zara district. The precise death toll remains unclear. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner hailed the agreement.
I'm aware, as we all are, that there are continued grievances, people who feel aggrieved even with this agreement. That's really for the government of South Korea working with its own citizens, those affected by these events, to work with them to address their concerns.
Mark Toner, an official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar, says President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August Peace Accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir appointed 28 new governors, all loyal to him. This is VOA News. Turkish prosecutors have launched an investigation of the leader of Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party. Dorian Jones reports.
The leader of the People's Democratic Party, or HDP, is under investigation for calling for autonomy for Turkey's Kurdish minority. The move follows Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu cancelling a meeting with Selahattin Demirtas, accusing him and his party of political immaturity. The HDP came into parliament after winning just over 10% of the vote in the November election. The legal and political moves against the HDP coincide with Turkish security forces continuing crackdown on the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
China's top legislature passed the nation's first anti-terrorism law Sunday. The law expands the government's ability to force foreign technology firms to comply with government investigations and could further erode individual rights. Chinese authorities say the law, which goes into effect in January, is necessary and in line with international norms. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport Monday, killing at least one civilian and wounding 13. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. Police say the obvious target was a truck similar to those used by security contractors. A new opinion poll sponsored by television channel CNN shows more Americans dissatisfied with U.S. anti-terrorism efforts than any time since the attack of September 11, 2001. 40% of respondents say terrorists are winning the war on the United States. Those findings, published Monday, come just weeks after terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. They show nearly three-quarters of Americans critical of efforts by the Obama administration. President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton are at the top of America's most admired list, man and woman respectively, that by the polling organization Gallup. Rounding out the top three men were Pope Francis and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump, Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai, and celebrity Oprah Winfrey rounded out the top three women. Suspected Islamic militants attacked two cities in northern Nigeria Monday, killing at least 50 people. The first blast took place at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri. In another attack in Maiduguri, suicide bombers blew themselves up. In the Bura Burin neighborhood in the town of Madagali, officials say two female suicide bombers killed at least 30 people in two blasts at a city market. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down on Monday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.